Well, to conclude, look at Revelation 20, starting in verse 11. And this is the saddest part of the scriptures. And I saw a great white throne. See where we are right here? The great white throne, the lake of fire. And him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Who is this sitting here? John 5 tells us God has committed all judgment to the Son. And the hour is in coming when all in the graves will hear his voice, Jesus said. And he's sitting on that throne of judgment. And I saw the dead, verse 12, small and great, standing before God. The books were opened. Another book was opened, the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things written in them. The sea gave up the dead which were in it. Death and Hades, remember this? The grave give up the dead that are in them. And they were judged, verse 13, each one according to his works. And death and Hades were cast in the lake of fire. So death and Hades here, this, the whole grave, this is cast into the lake of fire. The devil has already been cast in there. The beast and the false prophet are already in there. This is the second death. Remember, it's appointed on man once to die, then the judgment. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. We should fear the holiness of Jesus. No scene in the entire Bible grips our minds and stirs our souls as much as these last verses of Revelation 20. Imagine the scene. In one moment, all the angels and all the humans who have ever lived on this planet, into the billions of souls, are assembled. In utter silence, it opens. In the glow of God's glowing throne stand the redeemed of all the ages. Behind them, in countless ranks, the angelic hosts. And then the dead, small and great, are assembled. Every person who has ever lived, not one soul escapes this summons. By the way, Jesus spoke more about this moment than any other moment. He spoke more about hell than heaven. Two for one. And this lake of fire is what Jesus constantly warned about. In Christian circles, we speak more of heaven than hell. Yet Jesus warned of hell from the start of his ministry to the end. In the Gospel of Matthew, from chapter 3 through 26, there's a common theme, eternal judgment. Jesus preached continually about the horrors awaiting the lost ones. Well, as I read through the scriptures, I look for scriptures about what I call the hideous doctrine of hell. And basically, I'll summarize it this way. Jesus said, the horror of hell is that it's eternal darkness. Hell has two aspects that are rarely considered, which are both curious and frightening. On earth, we take for granted two physical properties that keep us physically and mentally stable. The first is light. The second is solid, fixed surfaces. Oddly, these two dependables aren't in hell. It says, you see on the slide in Jude 1, 7 and 13, that hell is the blackness of darkness. It's called, in Revelation 20, a bottomless pit. So the people in hell are in an endless tumble, a bottomless pit, always falling in pitch black darkness. Think about what Jesus said. Jesus said in Matthew 8:12, what a person who just entered hell, be it your neighbor or your relative or coworker or friend, after the roar of physical pain blasts them, they spend the first few moments wailing and gnashing teeth, Jesus said. But after a season, they grow accustomed to the pain, not that it's tolerable, but their capacity has enlarged. And as they hurt, they think, and instinctively, a person entering hell starts looking around as they tumble, but all they see is blackness, impenetrable blackness. In the past, we learn if we look long enough, a glow of light will sometimes yield definition. So this person blinks and strains to focus their eyes. But as they turn and strain their eyes and wait, they see nothing but unyielding black ink. It clings and smothers them. Then they start reaching out their arms and legs, and they touch nothing. Then they realize hell is what Jesus said, a bottomless pit. That's Revelation 20, verses 1 and 2, where the devil is put into this bottomless pit before he gets in the lake of fire. It's an endless, bottomless pit. After feverish tries, the person in hell pauses from exhaustion, suspended in the black. Suddenly, they scream, they twist, and they tumble onward, and they become lost in the blackness. By the way, everyone in hell believes. You know, it says that in James 2:19. You believe there's one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. People in hell will be crying out, Jesus, save me. But it's too late. Revelation 14:11 says that they have no rest night or day. The smoke of their torment goes up forever. They have no rest night or day. And God's word tells us this. There's no second chance. We're appointed to die once, and after that, Hebrews 9:27, to face the judgment. Jesus describes hellfire. He said there's two entrance gates, two roads, two destinations, destruction and life, two groups of travelers, many who are on the broad road leading to destruction, few that will repent and come to Christ. So back to this chart I showed you. Jesus died and finished the price of salvation for our sin on the cross. When he died, he was buried into this tomb. And it says in Luke 16:22 and Luke 23:43 that he went to this spot called Paradise with the thief. After he took the thief and all the redeemed from Paradise, it says in, as you see on your chart there, in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 8, that he takes all of captivity captive. He preaches, as 2 Peter 2:4, to the spirits that are in prison. He comes through the empty tomb, ascends to heaven, and takes all the redeemed of all time with him, and he's seated on the right hand of the throne of God. Now, what's interesting, in the Garden of Eden, there was paradise, but after man fell, paradise moves down here to what's called Abraham's bosom. But Jesus takes paradise here, and we see it in heaven. And when Paul was stoned to death, 2 Corinthians 12:4 says, he was taken to paradise. In Revelation 2:7, it says that those who love Christ in the church on earth go to paradise. So that's what we call Christ's tour of the underworld. But the bottom line is this. Paradise is coming to earth. A perfect environment come, but without a new heart, people rebel. All who rebel, face the judge, are cast in a lake of fire. And as we'll see in the next hour, those of us who repent in faith, calling in the name of the Lord, dwell in our Father's house.